Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 89, Coronavirus Part 5, Holding Space for Grief and Gratitude. In the headlines this week, data from Iceland, which has done more testing per capita than any other nation, seems to indicate that fully 50% of cases may be asymptomatic. And by way of perspective, influenza has infected as many as 45 million Americans since last October and killed as many as 46,000. Of the 7 coronaviruses with known human-to-human transmission, 4 generate only a mild cold. The other 3 cause SARS, MERS, and now COVID-19, whose worldwide totals continue to climb, but as I have emphasized in the past, with less than 5% occurring in warmer climes. Interestingly, there is considerable evidence that anosmia, loss of the sense of smell, is an indicator of early COVID-19 infection, and quarantined Italians serenade each other from their balconies. Over a very short period of time, the world has seemingly taken a sharp turn into the twilight zone, as daily life moves from its normal neutral zone, that somewhat mindless going on about our individual business, to a collective communal gasp. The elbow bump, shoulder shimmy, ankle tap, namaste bow are now part of our dailies, as are some empty grocery store shelves and more friends in distress, physically, emotionally, or financially. We are all now accustomed to do the 5 of what helps, my own mnemonic. Hand wash correctly and often, elbow sneeze or cough or bump to greet, leave your face be, practice compassionate spaciousness, and shelter and stay home when possible. It is as if the planet has asked us to take a big pause, beautifully portrayed in the video link attached to this podcast. A must-see, in my opinion. It is a time to slow down and both grieve what we are losing as well as appreciate what is still marvelous and beautiful. It seems we are collectively gradually cycling through the stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. The it's no big deal and we are safe rapidly shifted to anger about lack of tests and personal protective equipment. The bargaining has begun in earnest with worldwide government attempts to mitigate the economic fallout of needed public health measures. And more within my own circles of connection, many struggle with anxiety and sadness about our personal and collective situations. There is also the beginning of acceptance that many of us will get infected, some will unfortunately die, and we will all get through this somehow. So there is much to grieve, and many of us now have more time than ever to do it skillfully. Part of that for me is observing how this virus holds a mirror to us of all that is wrong with our society. Only 10 states and the District of Columbia mandate paid sick leave. Many are now struggling even more with the lack of affordable child care or child sick care. Almost 30 million Americans without health insurance and probably a third of us underinsured. Fear among immigrants about access to health care. The disproportionate toll this virus will surely take on those in nursing homes, shelters, jails, and the homeless, and the enormous number of low-paid workers in the gig economy. All these structural failures, symptoms of our social injustice, become magnified during daunting challenges. We are indeed playing the hand we have dealt ourselves. While grateful for the $2 trillion stimulus aid package passed this week, there are no short-term fixes for our long-term neglects. And I find all of that in my face in various ways every day to be an invitation for a good cry, a friend who can just listen, some private journaling reflective time, a walk outside communing with a planet crying out for healing. It is a time to find the courage for moments of despair, to experience divine discontent, allowing both sorrow and astonishment, what Tchaikovsky calls his resolve to find beauty amid the wreckage of the soul. Compassionate spaciousness does not mean social isolation. And it is important to honor the desire to just hunker down in our cave. Part of maintaining good mental wellness at times like this is acknowledging that some anxiety is a normal response designed to put us on alert and protect us. It's important to stay informed, but repetitive and overwhelming news coverage only adds to our stress. Limiting media intake is wise, as is talking with friends and family, rather than keeping feelings buried inside. Advice from Scott Kelly, a retired NASA astronaut who spent a year living in isolation on the space station, includes following a schedule, including time for fun activities, going outside to get benefits of being in nature. He couldn't do that, but looked at green things a lot and did a flower experiment, and consistent bedtime. Practice an instrument, try a craft, make some art, read that ignore stack of books, create a comforting musical spell, keep a journal to put things in perspective, take time to connect, clean out the closets. This pause in our routines offers some gifts. We can slow down to observe patterns of daily living that our busyness normally does not allow us to really see. We can practice the art of being with uncertainty. All that not knowing can lead to abiding patience or endless frustration. We can choose to deepen and acknowledge our interconnectedness, to stop thinking about ourselves 24/7 and step into service and make this time a bit better for others in our sphere. Embrace crisis as healing. Be in touch with the wonders of life ever present around us. Drink in gratitude. All of this, after all, is just another invitation to the rest of our life, an opening into the secret language of the heart. John O'Donohue speaks such truth. You have been forced to enter empty time. The desire that drove you has relinquished. There is nothing else to do now but rest and patiently learn to receive the self you have forsaken in the race of days. Thanks again for listening. And remember, friends and family can sign up easily at myheartsongs.org.